Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland. Billy Brim's with us from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. Hallelujah. And she's pulling the blankets off. She's revealing from the Word of God the enemy that tries to steal, kill, and destroy from us. And he doesn't have the right. And he doesn't have the power unless you give it to him. Isn't that right, Billy?
That is the truth.
So we're all ears. We have an enemy. His name is Satan. We have a deliverer. His name is Jesus.
Hallelujah.
The greater one lives in us, the scripture says.
Hallelujah. Today we're going to talk about the location of Satan. If someone asks you where Satan's throne is, you might say hell. But he's not in hell yet. He's going there. Isaiah 14 tells us, but right now he is in the heavenlies where he operates from a throne. How do we know this? Number one, we know it because Jesus told us. When Jesus visited John on the Isle of Patmos and gave us the book of Revelation, he's already the risen Lord. He's already completed everything for our salvation. And he comes back and he talks to John and he gives John a message for seven churches that were in existence in those days. And so here's what he said to the church. King James says Pergamos. Actually, it's a Greek city in Asia Minor, and its name was Pergamum, but I don't know why how the King James did it as Pergamos. And so Jesus says in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 12, "And to the angel of the church of Pergamos," or Pergamum, "write, these things saith he which hath the sharp sword with two edges," that's Jesus, "I know thy works and where you dwell, even where Satan's seat is." Now, in the Greek language and in the Hebrew language, seat and throne are the same. Many translations will say throne. He said, "I know your works and where you dwell, where Satan's throne is." So this church is in a place where Satan, in the kingdom, in the heavenlies, from where he operates, he's put his throne and the capital of his heavenly operation over Pergamum at that time. It's moved from time to time. The Lord showed me how it moved, and it was in Berlin during the wars and Moscow, and it'll be over the... But anyway, I have in my Book of Daniel syllabus, and I think my Revelation syllabus, I have the seat of Satan, the throne of Satan revelation the Lord gave me. So Jesus said, you got a church right where Satan's throne is. And you have held fast my name. And you have not denied my faith. Even in those days where Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you where Satan dwells. So this Antipas on the earth was killed by the people on the earth because Satan himself, remember the double kingdom system we talked about? He was ruling down through those people that lived there, and they killed one of God's own faithful ones. So he has a throne. It's not in hell. Now he's headed to hell. And I thought of something real funny while Gloria and I were off camera. I have a little grandson who's now 16. He just got his driver's license. But this time he was about, when this happened, he was about six. And he was playing in a baseball game. And I can remember how he looked. This is Chip's son, so Chip teaches him to be competitive, you know. He was a coach at that time, or had just come from coaching. And so we went out to watch him at the game, and his Aunt Shelley was there. And he was just, his little baseball suit just swallowed him. You know, he looked like this little bitty thing in a baseball suit. And Shelley said, "Who are you playing today?" And he said, "Henderson Refrigeration." That was the name of the, because, you know, put the sponsor on your shirt. And then he said to Shelley, "Henderson Refrigeration, you're going down." That was his trash talk, 6 years old, lost in his little bitty suit.
That's right.
So that's what we think about Satan.
Yeah.
You might be seated up there right now, but you're going down.
That's
and
right.
You're headed for the pit first stop, and then you're going
no
to
future.
Hell. You're going down. But right now, he is there, and he has usurped authority, which he usurped from Adam. But here's the thing about it. Not over you. Not over the church. He is called, listen to these names, John 12:31. Now this is Jesus talking.
Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. Prince of this world system. John 14, 30. Jesus again talking. Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world comes and hath nothing in me. See, he had no place in him.
No.
And we're told as the body of Christ in Ephesians, neither give place to the devil. So we can do the same thing Jesus did. He's not to have a place in you, and he cannot rule over you because you're not of the world. Jesus said in John 17, we are in the world, speaking of the believers and followers of him. In his prayer, he spoke of us. They are in the world, but they are not of the world. You are in the world, but you are born from above. You are a citizen of another planet. Philippians 3:20 says, we are citizens of heaven. We live by the laws of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. We are ambassadors. So you're an alien. We need to live like an alien. So we are. He's the prince of this world, but not of us.
That's right.
The world system.
That's right.
John 16:11, Jesus again calls him of judgment because the prince of this world is judged. 1 Corinthians 2:6, Paul writing, Holy Ghost through Paul. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, it's not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught.
Ah.
He has already made a show of them openly, but they are headed for naught when they go down.
Not nothing.
Nothing. 1 Corinthians 2:8, which none of the princes of this world, calls them the princes of this world, knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. If they'd known what was in that crucifixion, they never would have done it. Then in Ephesians chapter 2, this is a very interesting scripture. Wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, authority of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. From this atmospheric heaven, he operates from the heavenlies. We're going to see that in a minute too. From that place, he rules down through people that are not covenant with God. He rules down through them. And then what you hear them say, what you see them do, they're walking, not in the light, but they're walking in the darkness. They're walking in the course of this world system. That's why they think like they do. Don't expect them to think better. They're in the dark. Unless they know the Lord Jesus and let him have rule in their life. Now, he's also called in 2 Corinthians 4, 3 and 4, if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world, he's called the God of this world, hath blinded the minds of them which believe not. He has blinding tactics. He blinds them to the truth. He's scared that the gospel of glory will shine on them. And so he's very good at blinding. Sometimes if you have someone in your family, let's say your husband, and he's blinded, let's say you have a teenage son and he's blinded, you can deal with that devil. You can go in the bathroom, shut the door. You can say, Satan, in the name of Jesus. You've meditated on the name of Jesus and the power in the name. And then you go over there in your bathroom, you shut that door and you say, I break your power over my son's mind. You will not blind him. Father, send a messenger to him. Send a laborer into the harvest to bring the light to my son. Sometimes it can't be you. You know, you can pray, you can live the life before them. By the time they get to be teenagers, sometimes it needs to be someone else. You've got your territory. You don't have authority over everything.
Yeah.
But you have authority in your town. You have authority where you live. You have authority around your car.
That's right.
What can touch it and what cannot. I use the blood. I put the blood on my car.
Yes, amen.
I've done it for years and years and years and years and I hadn't had a wreck. I say in the name of Jesus, I put the blood of Jesus on this car. Bumper to bumper, side to side.
Nothing will bump me and I'll bump nobody.
Working and non-working. No one or no thing will bump me and I will bump no one or nobody. Bless the Lord.
Take authority.
It works.
It belongs to us.
They are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds.
Right.
But you have to use them. And here's how you use them.
Right.
Out your mouth. the words that you say. You rule and reign. You issue edicts like a king would of what Satan cannot do.
That's right.
If people understood that Satan is the god of this world, it would clear up a lot of confusion they have about why evil exists on this earth. They want to blame God for everything, and it isn't God that did it. And Satan has the right. He usurped it. It should never have happened. But Adam had the right, legal, to turn it over to Satan. Really, Adam should have had those places in that atmosphere, Kevin, of overrulers. But Satan usurped it, and he took it for as long as Adam's leaf. Now, here's the news. You're coming down. They're all coming down.
That's right.
And guess who's going to take their place? The body of Christ. We're going to be the overrulers. Bless the Lord. We're going to rule and say what goes in the heavenlies.
That's right. You know, sometimes you can be in a particular spot that maybe the situation around you has nothing to do with you personally.
Yeah.
But you can take authority.
It's your space.
We were going down the freeway one day, and something happened to this woman. She had children in the car, and her car went up like this.
Yeah.
On the side.
Yes.
And we said, "You get back down there in the name of Jesus." And it went.
That's exactly right, Gloria, because.
And nobody was hurt.
Your space, the space around you.
Yeah.
You've got authority. You're coming down the road. You've got angels on both sides of that car. It was you and Ken, I guess.
You're a spiritual sheriff.
Yeah.
You're
a spiritual sheriff. That's right.
That's a new term.
That back up because you're a spiritual sheriff. And you say it's what goes and what doesn't go.
You've got the name.
You've got the name, and he told you to rule and reign in your life.
Yeah,
now, that is your life. That was your life driving down that road.
Yeah.
If she'd had a bad accident, I don't doubt that Satan was behind it.
Yeah.
Because it could have affected you. I mean, your car might have had to swerve to miss her.
That's right.
Things like that, you know, and then others be affected.
Mm-hmm.
So take authority over your territory. Yes. If people understood, I'm going to read that again, that Satan is the god of this world, it would clear up a lot of confusion they have about why evil exists on this earth. You ever say that to God? Oh, God, why did you let that happen to me? God didn't let that happen to you. It happened to you because you didn't take your authority. God is going to judge all that. He's going to judge all that evil, all that, and it's going to remove, he's going to remove it from the earth.
Billy and I were in Brother Hagin's, she worked there for a while before we even came, but we begin to hear these things about the authority of the believer, the Word of God, how to act on it. And we believed it and we started
doing it. We believed
it.
Every time we heard something, we did it.
If we needed money, we said, "Money, you come now in the name of Jesus."
Do you remember when we heard Brother Hagin teach on the authority in the name of Jesus? I'm telling you, we were electrified when he taught.
We believed it and we did it.
Oh, my goodness gracious sakes alive. And this book came out of it, The Name of Jesus.
Praise God.
And I got the privilege of editing this book for Brother Hagin. The name of
Jesus. The name
of
Jesus. Isn't that good?
Bless the Lord. We're going to read something out of it in a minute.
Good.
Bless the Lord. But God's going to judge all of us, all of that double kingdom system, that seat of Satan, everything is coming down. And that's what the tribulation period's about. And even the millennium, he's still separating the evil out of this earth. But a little short message for you, remember, is don't blame God.
That's right.
And don't whine around to God and say, why this and why that? Find out who you are and what you have.
Amen.
Jesus said in John 17, they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. John 17, 14 and 16, they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. We are in this world, but we are not,
we are not of this world. That's right.
Bless the Lord. So, the God of this world system has no dominion over us, has no authority over us.
That's right.
None at all.
Thank God.
In fact, we are told to rule and reign over him. Where? Romans 5:17. So, you're going to reign at your house, you're going to dominate at your house, or you're going to be dominated. So, it's up to you. Bless the Lord. Colossians 1:12-14. It says, I remember doing Thanksgiving lessons for Brother Hagin, and I edited the Word of Faith. And when he gave a Thanksgiving lesson, he said, when you give thanks, you be sure to give thanks for what God told you to give thanks for. And he always started with this scripture. Colossians 1:12. giving thanks unto the Father, who has made us meet to be partakers of these saints in the light. He's made us able to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light.
Hallelujah.
Who has delivered us from the power, the authority of darkness, and has translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins.
Thank God.
There's a kingdom of darkness. The prince of darkness rules over it.
Yeah.
The prince of this world, the god of this world. But God, at your new birth, He takes you out of it. And He puts you over into the kingdom of
the light. Jesus. Hallelujah.
The kingdom of His dear Son. So here is this kingdom all around us of darkness that He's the God of until...
You know, Billy, you probably had more good church teaching than I did when I was growing up.
Probably, since you had none.
We did not know doodly about anything. We didn't know we had any authority. We didn't know about the name of Jesus. We knew about get dunked in the water. Get baptized.
Oh, yeah.
That was it. We didn't know anything.
And your sins would go away.
Yeah. And I'm just so... And then when we came across Brother Hagin and we began to hear the authority of the believer and all the things that he taught, it changed everything for us.
It changed it all.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it'll change it for you.
And
well,
we
why?
Began to
because
walk
Because it changed you from the darkness to the light.
That's right. Light came.
Light came. And then the Lord tells you, walk in the light.
As He's in the light.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah. And everybody can do it.
I don't think
it'd work for me. It'll work for you if you do what it says.
It will.
And you say what it says. If you say what the Bible says, it will work for you.
That's called doing the Word.
Doing the Word.
Don't be just a hearer only, but be a doer of the Word. James 1:22.
Right.
Now, on this business of the kingdom of darkness and upon how Satan got there, originally God said concerning man, let us make man in our image and let them have dominion. And Psalm 8 says, you made man to have dominion over the works of your hands. Psalm 15:16 says, even the heavens are the Lord's, but the earth has He given to the children of men. So He intended man, He intended Adam to rule over the earth. But Adam delivered that over to Satan. And we're going to read this. In Luke 4:1, Jesus was tempted of the devil. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil. Real temptation. He did it for us.
Yeah.
And the devil, verse 5, taking him up into an high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, all this power will I give unto you, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me. And to whomsoever I will, I give it. If thou therefore will worship me, all shall be thine. And Jesus answered and said, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God and Him only. That was a real temptation. It has been delivered to him. He's ruling down over some of those countries that are acting so mean right now, acting so ungodly, coming against Israel. Now listen to this in the Amplified. Then the devil took him up to a high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the habitable world in a moment of time. And he said to him, to you I will give all this power and authority and their glory, for it has been turned over to me, and I give it to whomsoever I will. It was the truth. It had been given to him. Who turned the kingdoms of this world over to Satan? Was it God? No. God gave them to Adam originally, but Adam sinned and disobeyed God, and he forfeited his right to them. So Satan took dominion of them. Satan did not have dominion over the world before Adam gave it to him, because Satan had fallen from the dominion he did have when his kingdom fell. So Adam had the dominion over the earth originally, but he delivered it into Satan's hand when he disobeyed God's commandment, and that's when Satan became God of this world. Romans 5:14, death held sway. Death is Satan. From Adam to Moses. So he ruled and he reigned. But now, since Jesus came and he was sent to the right hand of the Father and you're seated in him, now you're told in Romans 5:17, if because of one man's trespass, I'm reading from the Amplified, death reigned through that one, much more surely will those who receive God's overflowing grace and the gift of righteousness reign as kings in life through the one man, Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Yes, Satan's up there. Yes, he's the god of this world. Yes, people are acting crazy because he's crazy and he's moving on them. But he has nothing over you. You're in the world, but you're not of the world. And you are to be seated up there at the right hand, and you're always to look down on him, and you are to reign as a king in life. Your life, your house, you're the king. But if you don't reign and you don't dominate, he will dominate
you. That's right. That is exactly right. Mm-hmm. Praise God. I'm telling you, people, Billy can testify to the same thing I'm telling you right now. Things changed when we found out about the authority of the believer. We found out from Brother Hagin that we had authority over poverty, over sickness, disease, and all the whole curse. And we began to take authority.
That's
everything,
right.
Everything changed. Everything
changed. We began to walk in the light.
We began to walk in the light of the Word and tell the devil what he could do and couldn't do. And we broke his power over us. But our worst problem was finances. Our health was okay. But our worst problem was our lack of finances,
yes,
I should say. And we began to prosper. And we found out that we're already healed. We're already prosperous. We're already healed. Now all we've got to do is take it.
So we've walked in divine health now for quite a few years,
yes,
Gloria. We won't tell our age.
Yes, quite a few years. Like way over 50 years. Yes, we are. Hallelujah.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.